I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now's Helping People. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783. I work with I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work at Chico Creek Counseling. If you'd like to learn more about who I am as a therapist, you can find me at www.chicocreekcounseling.com or go to www.jessicawilkerson.com. Last week we talked about God showing up in my journey to become a therapist and why I truly feel that because of him showing up. And if you missed that, please, today is probably the only day that you can go listen to it on the podcast. But please go back to the podcast and listen to it because it's pretty powerful. Like, he just showed up. Well, maybe I'll just give you a quick recap. So a horrible accident had happened and I really felt his presence with me. And then I'm sitting in the car place to get my tires fixed. And after hours of sitting there, literally, just to get one tire fixed, I sat there for over an hour before another person came and sat down next to me in the tiny little waiting room. I guess most people don't wait for their car to get fixed. They get dropped off or I don't know. Another lady came because her tires were low and she wanted them to be checked before driving the 2 hours to Sacramento. And I find that part, them being low, really interesting. Because most people just put air in their tires and then go on their trip. They don't make an entire trip to the tire store before. She was on her way to Sacramento. It took her to catch an airplane. For her to take that time out to go to the tire store and have them check why her tires were low, I just feel like that's an important part of that puzzle because that's not the norm. It's not norm behavior of the norm. So. And then she sat there for a while. And then once we finally started talking, it turned out she was a psychologist who taught psychology classes at the local junior college in Reading. And she did that because she had worked for the church for a while and people were coming to her for advice. And so she decided she should probably become more qualified to give them advice. Anyways, and so she went and took some psychology classes and then just kept taking more psychology classes and more psychology classes without the plan of becoming a therapist, but loved it so much she ended up getting a doctorate in psychology. So I just thought that was amazing. And then she sat there and told me, Jessica, you were meant for this. You need to take a couple psychology classes because you really have a mind for this. And then I confessed to her that I was actually in graduate school for psychology and was on a couple month break because I was second guessing if that's something that I should be doing. And so I really felt the Lord's presence in that and his pursuing of me to continue and to not take these breaks. And the time before that I took a break, literally I had, I think I can't remember the number, it was like 27 different people email me and call me with their relationship issues. And I was taking graduate school on the down low. The bank I worked for was going through a merger and layoffs were happening all over the place. And I didn't want them to think that I was expendable because I was going to school for a different degree than what they felt was going to pursue me forward in that career. And so I didn't tell anybody I was getting a degree in psychology. So I was just biggest secret to most of my friends, to my colleagues, to everybody, and all of these people from previous jobs, from high school. I was out of high school for 10, 11 years. People were finding me and saying, I'm having this problem with my relationship and I just need someone to talk to. And 27 people in a month. That's like a person a day, although oftentimes it's more than one person a day. So I just really felt like that was another way that the Lord was speaking to me, like, hey, Jessica, do this. This is something. And so when I think about that, I think about, why would he be so proactive? Why would he pursue somebody to tell them to switch to this career and to take this huge leap? Because for me, as a single mom with a second grader and no family support, to go back to college and work full time, and I worked in banking, and my bachelor's degree was business. So to do a graduate degree in a completely different topic, that was really hard. That was a lot of work. So, and I got all A's and B's, by the way, probably because I felt like I needed to prove myself something. So, but I did, I proved it. So I just felt like this is the Lord speaking to, kind of his approval of psychotherapy. So my friend's dad, who was a pastor, had said, you know, I feel like psychotherapy and therapists are trying to fix your problems instead of taking them to the Lord. And a lot of people get lost and led astray. And it's kind of like, you be careful out there as a therapist, because you might end up leading people astray. And he meant well. But anyways, okay, we have a commercial break. And when we come back, I'll talk to you about why you would want to go to therapy. Like, what does it have in it for you? Because a lot of people are confused about that. Okay, this is Jessica Wilkerson with Chico Creek Counseling. And I'll be back after this commercial break. Please stay tuned. Bye-bye.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now is Helping People. And we were just talking a little bit about why I feel that the Lord has called me to be a therapist. And here's one more. Let's make it about me today. Every day when I get home from work, no matter how many clients I saw that day, I am more energized than I am on days that I don't work. Because I take Fridays off and, you know, the weekends. And when I was new to therapy, I only worked a couple days a week. And on the days that I get to see people and I get to fulfill my calling as a therapist and sit one-on-one with someone and give them my full, undivided attention, I go home and I could work an 11-hour day because I have 3-hour meetings. And so there's one day a week where I take a 2-hour lunch. So Don't feel bad for me, but I'm doing all right. But I can work an 11-hour day and leave there feeling like spunky. I could run to Target and still have tons of energy to do stuff because I'm truly fulfilling the Lord's calling on my life, and that is energizing. So where was I going with therapy today? Okay. So, our office, Chico Creek Counseling, everybody who works there is a Christian. The owner, Joe Taylor, he is a board member over at Neighborhood Church, and I attend Neighborhood Church. I'm a member of Neighborhood Church, and everybody else goes to different churches around town. And every morning, he prays over the whole office. When he gets there, he walks into all the different rooms and says a prayer for the sessions that will happen that day. And then each day that I start my work day, I say a prayer in my office too, that the Lord will be present, that he will show up and that he will, his words will come through my mouth, and that he will guide me, because some people need you to be very confrontational. Some people just need to be called out. You've been doing this. This has been hurting you and hurting the people around you. And let's nip that in the bud. Let's figure out a way. What can we do together to figure that out? Some people need you to be a little more gentle. They've been in a lot of pain and they have had a really hard life, and they need like the softness and the nurturance that they don't need you to be nipping anything in the bud. They need to heal. And some people need humor. They've had a really hard life and they're stuck in this way of looking at everything as difficult and looking at everything as two steps forward, one step back, or one step forward, two steps back. And so helping them reframe a little bit, like seeing the funny side of that. So what you're telling me is this happened and then that happened and this happened, but you still survived? Whoa, that is pretty incredible. That's pretty resilient. And to say it with fun and humor and teach them to be able to like role model and teach them to be able to see like, yeah, that might have stunk, but whoa, this really cool thing happened out of it. And to know when to do that appropriately, because some people would feel that you're minimizing their pain and some people would be appreciative of that. And so there's all these different nuances, and every client is different and every client's story is so different. And to be able to give them the content that they need in the way that they need it, it's very, very nuanced. It's very, very, you are either an amazing, amazing person or the Lord is guiding you. And I prefer to think, at least in my little office that has me in it, and my colleagues, because I have enough conversations with them to know where their hearts are with the Lord, that we genuinely feel that to be able to be successful in this field, we are fully reliant on the guidance of the Almighty, of Yahweh. And so it is Him that's in there with us, using all the different training. He opens doors for us to go to different trainings and to gain these skills. And then once we have these skills, He uses those skills. Those just, you can't remember everything that you learn, but He pulls it out of us. Like in the right moment, it pops forward and you go, oh yeah, I forgot that I learned that all of those years ago. Because He is the one who is using that to help our client sitting in front of us. Okay. When we come back, we'll talk about why you would go and what that looks like. All right, stay tuned. Jessica Wilkerson from Chico Creek Counseling.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I just want to remind you that it's a 30-minute show and is not a substitute for therapy. So if you feel like you need someone to talk to, please feel free to either call us at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. Let us know that you heard about us from the radio station or the radio show. Or go to psychologytoday.com, and they have an extensive list of therapists all over the country. So you can find someone in your area too. Okay, so we were talking about why would you go to therapy and what would you get out of it. A therapeutic session is 50 minutes, so 10 minutes shy of an hour. So if you go on your lunch break, just expect to be back like 5 or 10 minutes late from your lunch. And if you end your session less than an hour, that's why, because the session is less than an hour. Why would you go? So there's several reasons why people go, different reasons. Some people just have some stuff they need to talk about and process, and they don't really want to talk about it with the people around them. Like, oh, I'm so annoyed at my husband, or I have this girlfriend in our social circle, and I don't want to talk badly about her to our friends who I would normally confide in because she's also their friend. And my spouse is not a good listener when it comes to this kind of thing. And I just need someone to process with. Like, I just need someone else's opinion. There's one reason to go. Another reason is things have been pretty rocky in your relationship. And here is something big. A lot of times people keep telling their significant other, we need couples counseling, we need couples counseling, we need couples counseling. And the significant other will not go to couples counseling. And so you just end up not going to couples counseling. But the domino effect happens. So even if your spouse won't go, you can go and you can get counseling and you choose your goals. So if your goals are, I want to learn how to be a better communicator with my significant other. I want to reduce the conflict in my home. I want to do my part at least. And so that starts a domino effect. You go to counseling, you start working on your stuff, you determine and learn why you've been behaving the way you've been behaving. You learn new skills on how to resolve conflict or how to communicate or how to create and maintain boundaries. And your significant other starts noticing things are changing within you, and that results also in changes in the dynamic of the relationship. And that opens them up to either coming in or opens them up to at least taking more self-evaluation of themselves. And regardless, it changes the relationship. Sometimes for the worse. I mean, a lot of the time it changes it for the better. But sometimes a person will realize that they're just fed up with this behavior. So, I mean, there's always that risk. But either way, it's I think it's really important and really valuable. Another time to go to counseling would be family and parenting issues. So your kiddo is having a really hard time. And they're having a hard time in school. They're having a hard time with friends. They're having a hard time in the family. And so either doing family sessions to find out what are all the different roles of the family members, or doing individual sessions with the kiddo. Or this is one thing I really love. I have a couple different people, even right now on my caseload, that are parents who came in, because the first session is always, for a child, is always the parent and the therapist without the child present. It's really important because there's a lot of things you need to talk about without the kiddo there. And you just can't do that with the child there to give the therapist the adequate idea of what is happening in the family and how everybody involved is affected by it. So you have that session with just the therapist, and sometimes the parent will say, you know, I think I would rather be coming for parenting help over bringing my kiddo in. And honestly, I really enjoy that. I really enjoy sitting there for that hour with the parent every week talking about, this is what my kiddo has been doing. This is how I responded. How should I respond in the future? I personally have a lot of training. I'm accredited in Triple P, the positive parenting program. And I spent 3 years teaching families parenting for children 3 and under. But that was the qualifier. People who have a child 3 and under usually have other children. And so I was accredited for all of the age groups. And I did work with all of the age groups. So I'll sit there with a mom and say, whoa, that is heavy. Like, what? That was crazy. What did you do that day? Like, that was chaos. And listen to them and validate them and let them know that any parent who had to experience that would have felt like no matter what they did would have been wrong. And so, because those times exist, and talk about what they did and what they could be doing better or differently. Okay, well, I think that's it. So you can find me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com or my website, JessicaWilkerson.com. And if you call our office to set an appointment, please let them know that you heard about Chico Creek Counseling from the radio show. It's the only way we know if the radio show is sending people over there. But find someone in your area, because it is really nice. How often does somebody give you their 100% undivided attention for an hour in your life? Not that often.